Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Speculation for who is going to be Donald Trump's vice president is increasing more and more. My prediction, I think it's going to be Vivek Ramaswamy. And one of the reasons why I think that is because of a really interesting interview that just came out about the debate that's coming up. Vivek Ramaswamy is kind of out there with CNN. It's a really interesting interview. Take a look.
I'll also tell you something I told President Trump, and I'll tell you as well, is I give him a lot of credit for doing this debate on the terms that were effectively set by Biden. Mm-hmm. Hosted by CNN in Atlanta without a live audience would be the equivalent of Joe Biden agreeing to do a Fox News hosted debate in Alabama with 3,000 live audience members. So I give Donald Trump a lot of credit for that. If you're going to lead the country, you got to be able to show up. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, look, every aspect of this debate was agreed to by the Trump campaign. And, you know, Jake and Dan are award-winning journalists who are relentlessly fair. They will do a fantastic job. The only presidential candidate Republican to lose Georgia in decades is Donald Trump. So Georgia's pretty friendly territory, or should be, at least for a Republican candidate. You have some experience, recent experience, on the debate stage, and you were pretty aggressive. And some people liked it, but other people didn't. You know, for instance, the other candidates who were on that stage with you, Nikki Haley said, "You're just scum." Chris Christie called you the most obnoxious blowhard in America. So what lessons did you learn about aggressive tactics in debating?
Well, look, one of the things I would say is just be yourself and be true to Americans. I think the people of this country are able to snuff through pre-prepared, pre-canned talking points. One of the things I love about President Trump is he's not a guy who just sticks to a script. He's a guy who actually speaks his heart and mind. But one piece of advice I would give him, and I've gotten to know President Trump, especially after I've left the presidential race, is he is actually somebody who deeply cares about national unity. And that does not come across in the media's normal reporting of him. So one of my pieces of advice to him, and I think that he will be successful in getting this across, if not at the debate for the rest of the campaign, is how much he does care about reuniting one nation in this country. Biden pledged to unite the country. He has failed miserably.
So unfortunately, I couldn't play the whole clip because CNN will get mad at me. But suffice it to say that this reporter, this journalist, is absolutely awful throughout this whole thing. He's so incredibly biased and he's honestly rude. Like, as someone who, you know, runs a small show, to have someone on my show and be that rude to someone, even someone I totally disagree with, which obviously he does, would just be embarrassing. So I respect Vivek for keeping it cool during that. But by the time many of you are watching this, the debate is most likely over. I'm posting this the night of the debate. Vivek Ramaswamy is at the debate tonight. That's one of the reasons why I'm talking about him. He is at the debate. There's no audience there. Except he's there. And so you have to ask yourself, why is Vivek Ramaswamy, like, this isn't just, there's a ton of people, there's 3,000 people there, Vivek Ramaswamy happens to be one of the people. No, Donald Trump and Joe Biden get to take a very small, specific group of people, and they're, you know, they're going to advise him. They can't advise him during the debate, but before and after they'll talk to him. And Vivek Ramaswamy happens to be one of the very few. So the question is why is he there? Vivek Ramaswamy, for me, for a very long time, has been my favorite for the VP. If you'll remember, early in his campaign when he was running to be the Republican nominee, he said repeatedly that he wouldn't be the VP. And the reason why he said that was because he just said, you know, he's an executive, he's used to running companies, he wouldn't do well in that position. And I think that was maybe a mistake of him saying that, because I think as he's gotten more and more involved in the, I understand politically why he said it, let me say that. But he could have been a little bit more kind of, you know, nebulous about it. Instead, he was pretty specific. He said, "I'm not going to do it." And I think that he miscalculated that, because as he's been getting super involved in the Trump campaign, which if you haven't noticed, Vivek Ramaswamy speaks on behalf of Donald Trump a lot. He is very involved in the media, talking about him, just like this interview. But recently, it's really increased. I don't think he understood that that was going to happen, that he was going to be such a huge advocate for Donald Trump. And so I think he's changed his mind, that he will be the VP. You can see the intense involvement in his campaign. I could see Vivek Ramaswamy as Secretary of Treasury. I think he'd be kind of awesome in Secretary of State. I don't think it will happen, just because Secretary of State tends to come from within, which I know as conservatives, a lot of us hate that because of the bureaucracy. But at the same time, there's a lot that goes on in the State Department that Vivek Ramaswamy might not be, you know, well equipped for. I would kind of disagree with that. I just think politically speaking, it's probably not going to happen. I could see him more as Secretary of Treasury or Commerce as well. But again, I think VP. I'm just saying, if he's not, he's going to be very much in Donald Trump's cabinet. But I think VP is where he's going to be at. And what tips me off again is the way that he is. It's one thing to campaign for Donald Trump. It's another thing to be almost speaking on behalf of him to the media like he does in this interview. It's kind of different. If you followed Vivek Ramaswamy, he's had a bit of an evolution in the way he's talked about Donald Trump. He was always, once he dropped out, he was always very complimentary of him. But it was like he was speaking about him. And now in recent weeks, he's been speaking for him. You can notice this. There's just noticeable shift in the way he's speaking. And I think the reason why is at this point, he knows that after the debate, sometime early next week, maybe sometime in the week, that Donald Trump is going to announce that Vivek Ramaswamy is his running mate, partly to keep the momentum of the debate, assuming that Trump does really well. I think he probably will, but you just never know. And again, I think Vivek is kind of the man that way. If you had to pick who isn't Vivek, you know, who's not going to be the Vivek figure, who's not going to be the VP, I would say maybe Ben Carson would be a close second. I think there's been a lot of people kind of thrown out there, and I think a lot of them would be great. You know, people have talked about Tulsi Gabbard to kind of bridge the gap of the independents. They've talked about Tim Scott. They've even talked about Nikki Haley. I think that would be an awful decision, but they have talked about it. I think Ben Carson, though, would be the best second alternative. Again, I don't think he's anywhere close as likely to do it as Vivek. But again, both are great. Both are very conservative. But I think Vivek has this strong kind of almost celebrity-like focus in on him, where conservatives, the way Vivek is able to kind of communicate conservatism, I think has really jived with conservatives recently. And so for that reason, I think Trump is going to really latch on to that. I think together as a team, they're very dynamic, they're very energetic, and they'll do fantastic things from here until November. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.